Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Is this really considered stealing? Hear me out. I was sent an Amazon package, opened it up, it's not for me, and it's a badass present. Do I get to keep it, or is that considered stealing? 314-531-9898. At this time of the year, someone's got to be on Amazon Watch. I'm on Amazon Watch in my house. Got a lot of presents showing up to the house. You don't want to open up the boxes in front of the kids. You don't know which ones people sent from, you know, other people like grandma and grandpa and aunts and uncles all sending gifts. So I want to I grab the boxes, I bring them downstairs, open them up, and I go, okay, I can bring it upstairs. It's either for the family or it's like a present for the kids for Christmas. And so I'll keep it stashed away for Christmas Day. So I went downstairs this past weekend, open up a box, and inside the box is like a Coach purse. Badass, I don't even know what those things cost. I've never bought my wife a Coach purse in my life. She's never owned a Coach purse, but it looks expensive. Look at the price tag. It's like $300-something. I'm like, hell yeah. I'm going to give this to her for Christmas and say, honey, I know we didn't decide to buy each other Christmas gifts this year, but I got you this purse. Hear me out. It's Amazon's mistake. My name's on the box. They sent it to the wrong house. I open it up. It's mine. I get to keep it, right?
No.
What do you mean, no? Your name was on the box?
Bad karma. What do you mean? It says to Brett Mega?
It says shipping to Brett Mega. It says Amazon box, shipping to Brett Mega. It has my address on there. I open it up. Amazon made a mistake. Amazon sent it to the wrong house.
I feel like that's bad karma to keep it and not say anything.
Did you check her account and make sure
exactly. Because that would be the worst if she ordered this.
And you think my wife ordered it?
Yeah, I mean, maybe.
Well, that would take a turn.
Yeah. And you're like, hey.
And then you wrap it. Hey, baby, pick this out for you.
That's pretty funny.
But I gotcha.
I just think gifts are supposed to be given out of love, and there's no love in that gift. You didn't.
I love this gift now.
I mean, you didn't buy it. You didn't even think about buying it for her, so you're just going to give her some random gift?
It's not too late. I got days before Christmas. I'm thinking of a gift right now.
No.
Oh, I should get a Coach purse.
No. Lazy. That would mean absolutely nothing to me.
I just thought of it.
No.
I have a week, or over a week.
That's just lazy. And bad karma is waiting because you didn't buy it.
I think it's a Christmas miracle.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
No,
Jesus sent me this.
Miracle. I feel like it's a Christmas miracle, but it could be maybe paired with something else that does have that thought and that love behind
it. Are you going to lie to her and act like you bought it?
Hell yeah.
You're hard-earned cash on that?
Why would I not? Amazon doesn't need the money. Bezos and his jet, He can afford to give me a $300 purse for broke ass.
What about somebody who maybe saved up all their money to buy their own wife that gift and it accidentally got sent to your house?
Oh, I knew you were going
to
say that.
Amazon will send him a
gift. That was supposed to go to sweet old Miss Pat, and then you're over here just.
If Miss Pat is buying Coach purses, my next door neighbor whose house just looks like it's falling apart. Some things are starting to make sense then. No, my entire house is falling apart. But no, you just hit reorder on Amazon. Like it was misshipped. So that person's good. Bezos doesn't need the money. I'm looking like a king. I see nothing wrong with this. I see actually, I'm going to look like husband of the year.
Take
like,
your crown off. You don't deserve to wear it.
They're gonna. She's going to look at me and be like, wow, we said no gifts and you went out of their way.
If me and my future husband said no gifts and he got me a gift, I would hate him.
Well, not if, I mean, he's
I would feel I would feel horrible. I'd be like, well, I got you nothing.
Man, I show up
I
with a
hate
coach
when
person.
People do that.
Oh, yeah, that's, I would show up with a coach person. They'd be like, hey, no. Me some more. But she's loading all her stuff in there.
Right. Can you give her the gift with this story? I mean, be honest with
Kevin,
this?
What are you, an amateur, bro? No, why would I do that?
Because they always find out. They always find out.
I think it's a good, you know, laughing moment together too. I mean, you guys, it's a win-win.
It's a win-win. She gets a new gift I know wasn't for me.
She gets a new person. You didn't even have to pay for it.
All right. What do I do? Should I tell her because she's always going to find out? Do I just wrap this bad boy up and look like the king that I am? Or am I going to have bad karma like Hannah thinks so? Or is the gift meaningless because I didn't think of it? But I have 8 days to think of it. So I might just, you know, 314-531-9898. I was sent the wrong gift. What do I do now? I feel like Santa personally sent me an amazing Christmas gift wrapped in an Amazon package and said, Brett, give this to your wife.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So what happened was, and I feel this moral dilemma, like I opened up the box on Amazon, it's like a Coach purse, $300 or something it's worth, did not order it, Amazon mistake sent it to me, and now I don't know if I'm like kind of contemplating like should I just, I got like 1 day. Because I just opened this like basically yesterday or whatever, or Saturday. And so I'm like going to be like, should I wrap this up for my wife and be like, I know we said no gifts this year, baby, but look at this Coach purse I got you. Or should I tell her that it happened? Should I send it back? 314-531-9898. Sarah, what do you think I should do with this Amazon package?
So first of all, if the package came to your house in your name, and your address.
Like God sent it to me and said, Brett, I know you've been going through some stuff. Here's a Coach purse. Give it to your wife. Thank you. Yes. No.
Your sweet little baby was playing on a tablet and ordered that Coach purse. I mean, let's just be honest. Things like this don't happen. So somebody in your house ordered that purse. Secondly, just for your knowledge, if something comes to your house and it is not in your name, it was not delivered by the USPS, which is not a government entity, it is not illegal to keep it. A federal law says you can keep that package.
That's like how Miracle on 34th Street ends. They send all the packages in and be like, oh, the U.S. Post Office doesn't make mistakes. Amazon, mistake-free, right, Sarah?
Well, I don't think Amazon made the mistake. All right, Sarah. I have grandkids, and they order stuff all the time just because they're kids. You paid for that purse.
Somehow I'm paid for it. All right, thank you.
It's going to come up.
Yeah, Amy, this happened to you. Someone accidentally sent you the wrong package on Amazon?
Absolutely. I randomly had received a package from Amazon, and when I opened it up, and it was the holiday season, so I was like, I order a million things.
Yeah.
I opened it up, and it was like Taco Ceratops taco holders, and I was like, I definitely did not order these. I went on my account, double-checked, there was no order for them, and so I did go on and put, like, receive the wrong package, everything from Amazon, and they were just like, sorry for the mistake. Enjoy your new item.
Boom.
So I didn't have to send them back at all. Now, it wasn't a Coach purse, so I don't know what Amazon's policy would be.
Amazon's like those taco things you can keep. Yeah. The Coach purse, send that back to us, bad boy.
I was able to keep my taco holders, which I do actually use on taco night. So I do choose that as like a fun blessing because I love tacos. So the only other thing I could think too is if somebody had something sent to you, it would come in your name as well to your address. But again, then it was paid for. So maybe there's an angel out there that thought your wife needed a Coach purse.
Oh, so who on the show sent me a Coach purse, guys? Go ahead, admit it.
Tell your wife, about how you got it.
All right. Always tell the wife the truth. Yeah. Thanks for the great advice, Amy. Yeah.
Great. Jennifer, that was awesome.
Yeah. Jennifer, what do you think I should do with this Amazon package that came to my house?
Hi, Brett. So this is Nurse Jennifer. So I agree with what Sarah and Amy just said to you. That does sound a little weird, or like maybe somebody's trying to help you out and surprise your wife.
So, yeah. So just keep it and just say, well, I don't know who gave it to me.
You got to make sure. Just going rogue with it, I feel like, is a bad idea.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. I would not do that. I would contact Amazon. You're a very good, nice guy. I listen to you guys every morning after my shift.
And thank you.
And your wife, if someone else ordered it, it could be a Coach knockoff. It could be stolen. Amazon, unfortunately, is known for those things.
I know. I've heard that.
If she did find out you didn't actually do it, I don't know your wife, but I'm not sure I would like that.
I'm just going to be like, Jennifer sent it to us because she said I was a good, nice guy. And Jennifer said, you deserve this. That's what I'm going to say.
She most likely highly deserves the Coach purse. But I know you want to do the right thing because it's Christmas and you love your wife.
Yep. And that is Kevin bought her a purse.
Kevin Berghoff.